It's a day of celebration. This is a day not only that the Lord has made, but today we get to baptize some folks. And I told somebody the other day, I said, this is one of my favorite things. Next to leading someone to Jesus Christ, this is my favorite thing to do. It's one of the great things of ministry that I get to do. Not because I get to get in our church hot tub over here. There's no jets in there, just in case. If you're visiting with us, that tears down. It's a portable baptistry, but it's not a hot tub. So we enjoy that thing. It's done a great job for us. But this is a great day. This is a day when folks who've accepted Jesus Christ makes a public confession of that and lets everybody know that Jesus Christ is a part of their life, that they've been changed, that something in their life and something in their heart was changed that they can't even explain, but that God has done something awesome for them. You know, I don't take baptism for granted. You know, there's a lot of countries that if you profess Jesus Christ, you could accept him in private, but if you come public with your faith, it could mean your life. And what a great country we live in, that we can profess our faith publicly and that we can come today and celebrate together and publicly confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But it's not to be taken lightly. This is something that's a wonderful celebration, and it's a privilege to be able to come and profess Christ publicly. You know, I've got a wedding band on right here, and it's my public proclamation that I'm married to my wife, that she has me. And it's probably better for me that she has a ring on her finger that says, I have her. That's probably the best way to describe it. But it's when we become public, you know, it's one thing to do something in private, to pray in private, to talk. But isn't there something about confessing? You know, it says in the scripture, confess with your mouth that you'll be saved. There's something about publicly letting people know that there's something different. Then we're identifying ourselves with Christ. I thought about today, what does water baptism really symbolize? There's a lot of things that it means. It's not about just being dunked under the water, okay? It's not about just sprinkling somebody with water. It's about, there's a symbolism to the world, a public profession to the people around us when we publicly profess Christ and we publicly get baptized. I thought about, what does baptism really symbolize? Now, in the next few minutes here, I want to just share with you some things. Water baptism symbolizes, first, my identification with Jesus Christ. I am identifying myself as a Christian. As I said, I identify myself as married to my wife. And when I get baptized, I am symbolizing and publicly proclaiming my identity now as a Christian. You know, we got married. My wife took on the name Boggs, from Yoder to Boggs. She took on my name. And praise God, when we accept Christ, then we are identified as a Christian, and we take on the name of Jesus Christ, and we identify ourselves with him. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 says, or don't you know that all of us who were baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Romans 6, 4 then says, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that Jesus, as Christ, was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Aren't you glad for the new life that comes when we identify with Jesus Christ? We are identifying with Christ through baptism. How are we identifying with him? Think about it. When I go down in that water and I'm plunged underneath, and yes, those who are getting baptized today, I'm not going to hold you down there. I'm going to bring you right back up. I have a lot of power there, don't I? You've been good to Pastor Mike all the past 6 months or so, right? No. When I go down in that water, I am representing, I'm just like Jesus Christ, who was crucified on the cross. He was buried, and he was in the grave, and praise God, he rose again. Aren't you glad that when we're baptized, we're symbolizing the fact we're identifying with Jesus Christ, that the old man is buried underneath that water, and praise God that there's a new man that has come forward and come up. And we are identifying ourselves with Jesus Christ. It's symbolism of his death, his burial, and his resurrection, that I was an old person, I was this way before, and praise God, I'm burying that person, and I'm coming up with a brand new life, and I am somebody new with a brand new name, Christian, and I can identify with Jesus Christ and what he's done on the cross. I can identify with the fact that now I am publicly professing that I am a Christian. How many of you, when you're out in public every day, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, how easy is it for you to publicly tell people I'm a Christian. You know, sometimes that can be pretty tough. And I know there's a lot of you, I seen your face when I was talking to you about getting baptized. It takes some courage and some guts to step into this tank and to step up here and to publicly profess to people, yes, I am a Christian. Do you realize we're symbolizing, and when we come forward publicly and identify with Christ, that we're taking and making a step forward and having the guts to say, yes, I am a Christian. I'm identifying myself with Christ. Water baptism symbolizes my identification with Christ. The other thing it does is it symbolizes my identification with other believers and other Christians. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13 says this, "For we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body." Get this, "whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we are all given the one Spirit to drink." Galatians 3:27, "For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Galatians 3:29, "If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Baptism symbolizes the fact that we are now part of a brand new family. Aren't you glad for the family of God and the family of believers that we are part of? That when I publicly come and I'm baptized and I'm professing my faith publicly to people, that I also am recognizing the fact now I am part of a bigger organization. I'm part of a bigger group of people. I'm part of the body of Christ. You know, it was interesting for us, for those of you who may be visiting today, my wife and I had the opportunity to take a trip and go to Ireland and to take vacation over there. But you know what's amazing to me is my identification with other believers is not just here at Crossroads, but it is worldwide. You know, I think many times when I love to worship and lead worship and sing worship songs and worship God, I think of what it's going to be like when I get to worship with all the believers in heaven. You know, I love to go to men's convention. We've got about a couple thousand men there. We're just worshiping God and praising God and lifting our voices. You know what? It's really cool to be part of a bigger organization, to be part of the family of God, to worship Him together. That even when I went to Ireland, we met folks who were believers, and we began to sit down and we had dinner, and we began to talk about, what do you do? What do you do? And I told him I was a pastor of a church. He said, "Oh, praise God. We love Christ and we go to church." And we started, and even in Ireland, I found people who were part of the family of God. And thank God I get to identify myself with you as my brothers and sisters. That baptism symbolizes our baptism into the body of Christ. And not only do I have a big family, and I had a brother and a sister, so there wasn't a lot of us, maybe some of your only children. Not only do I have this big family looking out for me all the time, but I also am an heir to everything that God my Father owns. It says we have an inheritance, doesn't it? If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. That baptism symbolizes my baptism into the body of Christ. It symbolizes also, when I think about being baptized, I'm an heir to everything that God has. I'm an heir to the family. I'm part of the family of God. I'm part now of Abraham's seed. It doesn't matter what my background was. It doesn't matter what my nationality is. It doesn't matter what all I've done in my life. But praise God, I am now a joint heir with you of all the great things that God has. Think about it this morning. Maybe you got a 401k. Maybe you got a nice big bank account like Pastor Gary's got. And someday you're looking forward to just laying back and retiring. Maybe you're already retired. I don't know. Maybe you're a millionaire. But I can tell you, if you know God, if you know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, you are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. You are part of Abraham's seed. And there is an inheritance waiting on you that's not going to go away when you die. That you are part now and you are adopted into the family of God. That, praise God, in Romans it says that the Spirit tells us that we are His children, and now we have the inheritance. We have the future of a living God to take part in. Can you say amen and praise the Lord for that today? You know, in our world, there's a lot of people that look at different people in different ways, and I don't know what your background was. Maybe you were really poor. Maybe you were rich. Maybe whatever. Isn't it nice that God doesn't play favorites? You think about that when we're baptized in the family of God, when we believe in Him, when we accept Him as our Savior, God doesn't play favorites. He doesn't think the older brother is better than the younger brother, or the sister gets more than the brother. Okay? We're all the same. He doesn't play any favorites. We're all His children. We all have His inheritance. We all get the same thing. Isn't that wonderful this morning? It says it doesn't matter if you're Greek or slave or if you're free or you're poor or you're rich. It doesn't make any difference. Now you're part of the family of God and everything's wiped clean. It's all the level playing field. Baptism symbolizes and represents this. I think most of all this morning, baptism really represents the change. It symbolizes the change that's in our life. How many of you can remember when you accepted Jesus Christ? If you accepted Him this morning, you can remember how much your life turned around, how much of a change and a difference there actually was. I can remember I remember the night that I accepted Christ. I was 8 years old. It was at a revival service, and my dad and I were the only ones there. We went together, and I went with him and felt the need to just go and accept Christ as Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I can remember still to this day, even at 8 years old, and I'm 47 years old now, I'll just share that, but I was 8 years old. I can still remember, even as a kid, I can remember this load that was lifted, this happiness, and going home just happy and excited. I can remember going home and wanting to do things right. And that was a big change for me. I can remember, and I'll share this, my brother and sister's not here, but I can remember I went home that night. They didn't go to church, the heathens. They stayed home and played, you know. I went to church. But I can remember going home, my brother and sister jumping on the bed. Nobody did that when they were a kid, right? My parents always told us, don't jump on the bed. Don't jump on the couch. Don't jump on anything. And I can remember walking in there, and they said, come on, man, come on, jump on the bed. I said, no, I'm not going to jump on the bed. It's not because I was playing holier than thou or thought I was better than them. But I can remember even at 8 years old, I knew that God had done something in my life, and I wanted to reverse who I was and head in a new direction. Acts 2:38, Peter replied, he says, repent. The first step in accepting Christ, the first step that we make is repenting. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Paul said John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told the people to believe in the one coming after him, that is in Jesus. That in my life, I step into this tank, I go down in that water, and it represents that I have repented of my sins. In other words, I have recognized that I am a sinner according to the Word of God and that I need to repent and head in a new direction. Matter of fact, if we look up the word repentance, and everybody's looked that up before, right? You know the meaning for that? I did, so. The word repentance means reversal. The word repentance actually means reversal. What does that mean when I repent? You know, a lot of people say, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. And then they go do it again. I'm sorry, maybe a lot of times people repent because they get caught. You know, how many of you have done that before? No hands, you don't need to show your hands. You know, we're always really repentant when we get caught. But you see, there's a difference between getting caught and truly repenting of what we've done, because repentance means reversal. That means I'm truly sorry for who I am and for what I've done, and I plan on reversing it and not doing it again. Do you see the difference, the change there? There is repentance, meaning there is a reversal. That water baptism symbolizes the reversal process. It symbolizes the fact that I am turned around and I'm heading in a new direction in my life. To repent and be baptized. I'm publicly stating the fact that I have recognized that I'm a sinner and that I needed to be forgiven, that I needed to repent for the rotten and filthy things that I've done in my life. And I need to reverse and head then in a brand new direction. And when I'm baptized, I'm symbolizing publicly to all the world that I'm turning around, that I'm heading in a brand new direction, that I'm living for Christ every day. As Lance sang this morning, every day, it's you I live for. That every day, instead of me, every day, instead of my life, my thoughts, and what I want to do being the focus, there's been a change. Now there is a reversal, and now I'm living for Him and trying to draw closer to Jesus Christ every day. You see, repentance, symbolized by baptism. Then I think this morning water baptism in my personal life symbolizes cleansing. And there's something about water that's it's cleansing, it's purifying. Acts 22:16 says this, and now that you are, now what are you waiting for? I like this. This is an Ananias that talked to Paul when he was Saul. Says, get up and be baptized and wash your sins away, calling on his name. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life in the body I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You see, there is a cleansing and a purifying process when we accept Jesus Christ. And as the old song says, we are washed in the blood of the Lamb. We accept Christ, we become pure. Anybody ever get really dirty? I was helping the other day. I put some concrete down. My father-in-law helped me. We put some concrete down in my driveway, and I still got some blisters there, Dad, on my hands, still healing up, running a jackhammer and spud bars and all those kinds of things. That's not, you know, some of us don't do that every day. Some of you do. But I can remember how smelly I was. My wife doesn't even want me in the house when I get, you know, you get out there, you start jackhammering, and I'm out there, I got dirt all over me, I'm sweating, and, you know, it just kind of cakes over you. And you just, you know, you've been working all day, you get hot, you get sweaty, and you get stinky, okay? You get filthy. Nobody's ever been filthy in here before, right? Did you ever go somewhere and you haven't had a shower for like a day, you know, all day long, and you've been out in the sun, you've been working? Isn't it nice to get in the shower and let that water just, you know? Even at nighttime, you're traveling or whatever, and you get in the shower before, and it's just like there's just this purification, this releasing, this, you know what I'm talking about, right? To take a bath, hopefully you know what that means and you've done that today, or at least in the last few days. I have. You should have sat with me up here today. It was okay. There was no problem. But just to get a shower, to just get clean and get that sweaty stink and that dirt and that filth off, do you know that's what baptism represents? That I'm going down in that water, and when I come up, the water is it's celebrating and symbolizing the cleanliness and the purity of my sins being removed. It doesn't matter how filthy and dirty and wrong and the things that I've done in the past, but praise God, when I accept Christ, that water is symbolizing the fact that I am clean. That my sins are as far from me as the east from the west, that I'm done. And let me tell you, as you know, if you've accepted Christ, there is a release, there is a feeling of purity and cleanliness and happiness like no other. Baptism symbolizes this cleansing and this process of purity. Guilt, shame, all of the things associated with sin is gone when we accept Christ. We have, as the scripture says, a new life. It says, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I that live, that the old man has died and been washed away, and now I am new. Wash away, get baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on His name. Baptism represents a washing away of all of the filth and the dirt of sin. And I think last this morning, before we get prepared to do or have baptism service, water baptism symbolizes to me obedience. Acts 2:38, Peter replied, repent, as we read, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28:19, we call the Great Commission. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Mark 1:9, at that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan River. That today, being baptized, a lot of times, you know, we think about receiving Christ and accepting Him as our Savior. And a lot of times we can do that very quietly, and we can do that maybe at our home or whatever the case may be. But when we get baptized, there is a public proclamation that we have accepted Christ. It is not just something to take lightly. It is a spiritual command. That if I have accepted Jesus Christ, if according to Scripture, if I confess Him as my Lord and Savior, believe He's the Son of God, and ask Him to forgive me of my sins, then scripturally I am commanded to get baptized. If we look in Scripture and we go into the early church and we look at early Christians and our examples, baptism immediately followed getting saved, accepting Christ. That a lot of times we kind of take baptism for granted. That in our church, as we teach our children and as those of you who accept Christ, that once you accept Him, you are spiritually commanded to step forth and publicly proclaim Him in baptism. You see, it's scriptural. It is a command of God. That as we, as a church, reach out to people and preach the gospel, and as they get saved and accept Christ, that we should be having baptism services. That it's a spiritual, it's a scriptural command. That we must never take baptism for granted. I think about it, we get baptized in symbolism. We get baptized in obedience. Jesus Christ was baptized. Isn't that something? He was the Son of God. He was perfect. He never did anything wrong, but yet He stepped into that water. The Son of God stepped into that water. And He followed an example and lowered Himself and followed the example and let John baptize Him and immerse Him in that Jordan River to show us and to set an example for us for eternity. He wanted us to do the same thing, and so we know that Jesus was a man of His word, that if the word said it, you need to do it. And so He gave us an example. So when I think about baptism, it symbolizes my obedience. That because I've accepted Christ, I fall under the authority of God, I fall under the authority of Jesus Christ, and according to His word, I should be baptized. You know, sometimes it's hard for us to fall under obedience, isn't it? Anybody like authority? Oh, yeah, I love it. I love to be told what to do, okay? I love laws. I love to obey the law. Everybody, right? I love to do 35 when it should be 65. I love it. You know, we love obedience. We love to be obedient. As a kid, I loved to be obedient. I always wanted to do everything I was supposed to do. Ah, not right. Becky, you didn't have to laugh so loud. That was for Tim, right? We don't like to be obedient. But according to scriptural command, it's obedient to follow and to be baptized. So we submit ourselves to the authority of Scripture, and we become baptized. Isn't it beautiful when you think about all the things that baptism really symbolizes and means? It's not just about getting up here and dunking in the water and everybody feeling good. It's symbolizing everything about salvation and everything about our new life and what God has done in us. Isn't that exciting this morning to think about that?
Today's message was delivered by Reverend Mike Boggs at Crossroads Assembly of God in Creston, Ohio. And the editing and production of this recording was done by Ryan Baker.